Obi, who retired last week after 42 years, says one person attacked him with a knife in the 1980s, and the former anti-government group Posse Comitatus tried to conduct a citizen's arrest of him. But he says the rhetoric of violence has never been worse than in the past 18 months.
These inflammatory loudmouths, regardless of what their political persuasion is, on the radio, on television, or in politics itself, they stop peddling their ludicrous conspiracy theories and stop attacking other people's patriotism, and especially stop using the language of violence in the same breath that they're urging people to participate in the political arena. It sends the wrong signal.
He says the rhetoric could send a disturbed person over the edge. He also says this atmosphere of anger could have a chilling effect on people turning out for public meetings. Obi's successor, Republican Congressman Sean Duffy, says he will still be accessible to his constituents.
I'm going to be out there like I was during the course of the campaign, meeting folks. I know we'll get recommendations from the Capitol Police on certain precautions that should be taken, and we'll follow those.
As for Representative Giffords, retired Congressman Dave Obi says she's a friend and a terrific human being.
She is bubbly, she is smart, she's very thoughtful, and she's a great listener. I doubt that you could find somebody in the House who is more well-liked than she is.
Obi says his heart goes out to the Giffords family and the families of the other victims in the shooting. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.